That was from my son-in-law, Jordan, giving us that report. Yes. Okay, Jordan, thank you. So who do we got listening out there? Who's listening to the radio? Who is watching the stream? Can't send me anything because my phone's hooked up through our equipment, but if you know Dave or Tyler's number, let us know if you're watching the stream or if you're just listening on the radio. We'd like to hear from you. Here we go. Second half's about to get underway. Bobcats will get the football to start the second half.
Hey, Gary, I need to mention this. I talked about my Alton girls golf team during the halftime show.
Yeah.
I need to mention to Liberty fans, hey, big news. Cameron Wood yesterday won the tournament there at Wedgwood in Mountain Grove. So the Liberty Eagle comes in first place.
Hey, yeah, I think she shot a 37 yesterday.
Yeah,
wow.
One over.
Wow.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
Here's Liberty with the kick. It's going to be down at the 31, so first and 10 for the Bobcats. And Devin Harrington will come back out, the 6'6 quarterback. And Liberty, too, again, defensively, you know, we've seen Coach Ackland moving Brody Rutledge around, you know, middle linebacker, D-tackle on the left side, D-tackle on the right side, had him at a gun, just moving him all over. And that's the one thing, you know, Carter and both, they're kind of, you can swap, move them around a little bit.
Shane Scott said he's watching from Chicago.
Well, Shane, right on.
Oh, Peabody.
And I'm sure my son at Mountain Home is listening in.
Yeah.
Oh, Justin French, old Coach French, he hit me up, said he's watching and listening.
Frenchie, right on. First and 10 for the Bobcats under center. They're going to hand it off again to number one. That's Mark Spencer, and he picks up a couple. It'll bring up second and long. Eagles with the gang tackle. Yeah, so we want to hear from you if you're listening, watching.
Michael Frazier getting a shout out there. He's on.
Hey, Mikey. Seen him get, he was unconscious in a basketball game. I think he made shots in the locker room. He was just on fire.
Little brother Matthew's also watching.
There's Harrington. He's harassed, sacked in the backfield. Big loss. Liberty shooting through. Look at there.
Jake Carl
and that's Walls in on that as well. 52, correct?
That is correct.
2D linemen.
Yeah. I mean, they're getting the pressure on him just off the down line.
Yeah, so Harrington's been sacked two times. One for a loss of three. That goes for a loss of about six.
Third and 11 for the Bobcats. Thayer comes out too wide here to the near side. Harrington works under center, drops straight back. He's got time, finds his receiver, boom! And look at that, a D lineman in coverage. Or outside, that's the wall, the outside linebacker in coverage.
Yep.
Fourth and 9 for the Bobcats. They've punted once. I do believe they're going to punt this time, and Gavin Reese is back to receive. He backs up to the Liberty 40-yard line. Snap, rolling out.
Uh-oh.
Soccer kick. Gets it off, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's about near the 45-yard line. No return. Good field position for the Liberty Eagles to start their first offensive series here in the second half. They lead the Bobcats 30-0, 9:49 to go in the third quarter.
Look at there. Got the old grandson watching the stream.
Oh, I love that. Fletcher, future Liberty Eagle. No, another number 5 soon to come.
Kind of like that number 55 from my side of the family, you know,
mm-hmm.
Corey Rutledge.
Oh, Corey was so much fun. Corey was so much fun because he had
so much bottled up emotion, and he was so happy.
He was like a wind-up.
I've never seen yet a Liberty Eagle have so much joy out of demolishing someone. Prutt rolls out to the far side. He's going to take a big shot. He's got an open receiver. Hello, my name is Eli Moore, and I'm putting six more on the board. Come have Cheerios, folks. It's a party.
What a throw. Carter Prutt set up, planted, and threw a strike. 53 yards to Moore. Excellent route ran.
One play, one touchdown. 36-0 now for the Liberty Eagles. And somebody, Eli, getting involved in the offense.
Yeah.
Gavin had the double team that time. Harrington cheated over and one-on-one.
Single coverage on the backside.
Run right at him and then peel off either side. Wait for the football. Extra point attempt is blocked. That was a low snap. I like the fact that Liberty's working on it.
Yep. Yes.
The only way you're going to get better and figure it out is live action. So, Eagles run one play in the second half, score six. We'll take a break, come back with the kickoff. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
For insurance coverage of your personal property, such as home and auto, or personal coverage with a Medicare supplemental insurance, stay in your hometown. Hometown Insurance and Mountain View writes for some of the nation's top providers, and they have over 80 years combined experience. You can't buy experience and knowledge, but you can use it to your advantage with a trip to see Matt Wilbanks and his staff at Hometown Insurance in Mountain View.
I'm Michelle Watson.
My name is Teresa Presley.
And we're from the Pregnancy Resource Center of West Plains.
We offer free services to families tackling situations involving pregnancy.
Our center is open Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., or see us by scheduling an appointment.
To contact us, to donate, or if you know someone who needs services, our phone number is 417-204-4407, or our website is prcofwestplains.org.
All right, welcome back. 36-0, Liberty Eagles set to kick it off. Ball spotted up right in the middle of the 40. Another angling kick. It's going to go out of bounds near the 30. They're going to mark it at about the 33. So Bobcats first and 10 at their own 33. Eagles looking to get their first win of the 23 school year. And things are looking pretty good right now, but still a lot of time on the clock. Eagles have had last week they played a very, very good football team. Adrian played for a state championship last year in Class 1. They're bumped up to Class 2 this year. And when everyone was out there and part of the team, they looked pretty good.
Yeah, that first quarter,
great.
We looked great.
Power backfield. Harrington hands it off. Mark Spencer gets the carry right up the middle, off guard, center, and a gain of near five. They'll say four, second and six. Ball spotted at the Bobcat 40-yard line. It's going to be second and a long five. Harrington again works under center, double tight, hands it off. Spencer finds a hole up the middle, spins. Now he's got some running room, one man to beat. He's being chased, and he's going to be brought down by Shar.
Get him on a horse collar.
Penalty
flag thrown about the 25-yard line.
Well, Chris Shar just jumped on his back. I didn't. Video doesn't lie, but I didn't see the horse collar.
That's a 43-yard pickup.
Yep, horse collar call. So now the Bobcats have got something going offensively. This is their best field position of the night, and tack on some more yardage.
That was an excellent run. He made a great spin move to get out of danger, out of the middle of the field, was able to punch outside, and then it's just a foot race.
That first step, he was gone.
Yep.
So that will spot the ball at the 8-yard line. It's first and goal. Bobcats
will stay in that power formation. Three backs, Harrington under center, going to toss it to number 10. Looks to cut it up. Liberty. Loose football! Liberty says, guess what? We want it. We got it. It's our ball, not yours. We're going to go score some more points.
So three turnovers now for the Bobcats, two interceptions, and that fumble.
Tyler Glasscock.
Wow.
Again.
Way to go, Tyler.
Coming up with the fumble recovery.
Clock continues to tick. Mercy clock is now in effect. Bobcats need at least a field goal to shut it off. Eagles go with trips to the far side. Got a flanker there tucked in off tackle. Pruitt, wide receiver screen, finds a shot and makes the catch there, but short gain on the play. I think, was that Shar or?
I believe that was Shar.
Yeah, I think it was.
The ball.
Gain of one.
I like the play call. I really do like that wide receiver screen just to kind of spread the field.
Well, when your DBs are playing way off, you can kind of just pick away at it. Eagles go with trips here to the near side now. Pruitt out of the shotgun. Fakes the handoff, makes the toss to the far side, got some running room, gets up the first down, got some more room, and then finally forced out of bounds near the 35-yard line. So the Eagles pick up a big chunk, and that is Gavin Reese with another catch. He's having a big night hauling in the football.
About a 22-yard gain for Reese.
Yeah, they're just getting the ball out there to him in some open space, and he's doing the rest.
5:29, 36-0 Liberty. 2x2 package, flanker to the near side. Pruitt takes the snap, rolls out, looking downfield. In the middle of the field, in and out of the hands. Carter tried to throw across his body. That's a hard throw to make. It was intended for Kyle Roberts.
Just looked like it was thrown just a little behind him. Kyle made a good adjustment to try to make a play. Just couldn't pull it in.
Tomorrow on the Fox 96.9, a slew of volleyball games. We'll have a couple Liberty Lady Eagle volleyball games and the West Plains Lady Zizzers, the Licking Lady Wildcats, and the Donovan Lady Dons. That's all going to start about 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Eagles with motion, going to run the sweep, looking to cut it up, and just not much there at all. No gain. Eddie Rodriguez with the carry. Well, they're going to give him a couple. And it's going to bring up third and long. Mays comes off, number 12. Kind of favoring maybe a leg or something. Little gippy coming off the field. Eagles need a big chunk of yardage right here to keep this drive alive. 2x2, empty backfield. Low snap, Brook picks it up, rolls to the right side, and in and out of the hands. And that was intended for Eli Moore on the far side. Brings up fourth down.
Boy, that was a pretty play as Eli Moore just kind of, darted to the left side, and that ball was just fairly overthrown.
And I think that kind of goes back to the snap on that. The timing gets thrown off it's a low snap. Timing gets thrown off just a little bit.
Eagles set the punt, their first punt of the game. Bobcats send their returner, Spencer, back. Nice tight spiral punt, angled. Takes a great bounce and will be down by the Liberty Eagles. First and 10, Bobcats at about the 27.
Yeah, 42-yard punt by Liberty.
Is that Eli Moore that kicked that?
I think so.
That was a good punt.
At first I thought it was Gavin.
Now, is that Liberty's first punt of the night, correct?
That is their first punt.
That is correct.
Old Mr. Pete Berry said him, Logan, and Sherry are watching from home, cheering on Jansen and coaching staff.
Hey.
And the Eagles.
Hey, Logan.
Faith Collins says she's tuned in.
Sure, we got some, you know, who's, right now Chicago's probably the furthest, right?
Probably, as of right now, it's furthest I've been informed on.
20 points, 26 in the first half. What did we score in the first half?
Let's see, Liberty scored four times in the first half.
Yeah, they got the two
points. Yeah, it was 30-0
yeah,
at 30. Half.
Well, we have an official timeout, so some other things coming up. Again, the Missouri Tigers will be coming your way on our sister station, Q94, the Mountain of Rock, all you Mizzou Tiger fans. And that pregame will start at 4, kickoff at 6. And the Missouri Tigers will be taking on Middle Tennessee State. And myself, Dave, and Tyler, we have decided we're going to go to the Mizzou LSU game.
That's going to be fantastic. I am looking forward to that one, Gary. Telling you what, that ought to be a burner.
Well,
at least I hope it is.
Oh, it'd be, yeah.
I hope it's
the environment, you know, is just, it's just crazy. And, you know, through the Gary Pinkel years, we went up there, and that was crazy, you know, because we got to see Kaufman play. And, I mean, we got to see a lot of great Mizzou Tigers play.
Chase Daniel.
And we also got to see Kareem Hunt run all over.
Kareem Hunt from Toledo.
Yes. First and 10 for the Bobcats. Harrington with the handoff. Bobcats, that's kind of where they've had their most success, is running right off that trap. And Spencer, again, with the carry. And he'll pick up 4. It's going to bring up 2nd and 6. Bobcats with 2:20 to go here in the third. Trail Liberty 36-0. Harrington again hands it off to Mark Spencer, and he's tripped up, short gain on the far side. And again, Wyatt Honeycutt. Well, Wyatt's having a hell of a game tonight. I mean, he's having a great game.
Hey, a buddy of mine just chimed in. My buddy Mike Cockrum, listening in. He's the Alton lacrosse country coach. Him and his wife do the Alton lacrosse country and track.
Well,
hey, Mike, I'm glad you're listening in, bud.
Yeah. Well, we may have a new leader. Corey Thal says he's watching from North Dakota.
Ah, there you go, Corey. There's another handoff. Not much there. Bobcats bring it out to the 35. Spencer is going to be about a yard shy of a first down, 3rd and 1. Well, you know, there was a huge, massive cross-country meet at the Willow Springs Thomas F. Bagnell Municipal Golf Course yesterday. And, folks, this cross-country meet, it's incredible. There's, I don't know how many schools, you know, 18 schools involved in that. 3rd and 1, another quick handoff. It's going to be close. They're going to say that's good enough.
And I can brag on my Alton Comet cross-country team and Coach Cockrum and his wife. Alton wins the meet yesterday. You're the team.
Outstanding.
Very
so
cool.
Very, very nice showing. Proud of our running Comets from Alton.
Oh, man, because there's some really good competition in that. Well, when Dalen was there, you know, you're familiar with it. There's some good competition.
Yeah, there's some very good competition.
Another handoff. This time number 10 gets it, fools everybody, gets lots of running room, and Chris Schar is able to make the tackle, but getting loose, number 10, Colt Gonzalez, senior running back, gets it out to the far side, and the Bobcats are in Liberty territory with a first down.
Justin Cooley said he's tuned in from the metropolis of Moody. Tressa Henry's tuned in from West Virginia.
Oh, okay. Yep. Well, we're getting some mileage out there. So who else is listening in or watching the live stream? Let us know. We've got, that's the end of the third. After three, Liberty leads 36-0. Taking a break, coming back with the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Want to make a lasting impression with your business? Elevate your brand with creative design and printing services from the Ozark Horse Trader. Business cards that leave a mark. Exquisite business stationery that speaks class. Envelopes that make a statement. Invitations that captivate. Your choices are limitless. The Ozark Horse Trader's professional typesetting and design services will set you apart. And top-notch printing and finishing will bring your vision to life. The Ozark Horse Trader. Your vision on print.
Whether you're looking for insurance for your home, farm, personal property, toys, or even businesses, look no further than Able Insurance. They have over 30 years' experience specializing in business and over-the-road trucking insurance. So if you need it insured, we are Able. Able Insurance. Find out how Able can save you money. See them in Mountain View at 507 Elm Street or give them a call at 934-0128. Able to serve and able to save you money.
Welcome back. Here we are, start of the fourth. Eagles in control, 36-0. Bobcats first and 10 from the Liberty 42. Devin Harrington hands it off to Spencer, bounces it outside, and makes a cut. Now he's got some running room and forced out of bounds. A couple of missed tackles in the backfield, or Liberty had, not in the backfield, but Liberty had a chance to make a tackle, couldn't get it done. So he gets loose.
That goes for 32 yards. That's a huge run for Spencer, his longest of the night.
And making the tackle is Parker Foster, 67, from the linebacker position.
Yeah. Kid just said, giddy up and go.
Hold on. First and 10 for the Bobcats. Harrington again sets up under center. Gets it to Mark Spencer. Liberty does a good job defensively of clogging that up. Short gain. Second and 8 for the Bobcats. Clock continues to tick.
From the old Jake Carl right in the middle of another one.
Week 3 of the Missouri State high school football season. Week 1 for the SCA conference play. It's all conference games from here on out. Second and 8. Harrington rolls out, makes a toss, wide open, touchdown. That was a really good fake.
It was
by Harrington, and wide open in the end zone. 6. That time somebody snuck in behind the Liberty defense. So the Bobcats have shut the turbo clock off.
Well, that pass went for 11 yards from Harrington. I'm not sure who caught the ball. Did you see who scored the touchdown, actually?
I think it was number 10.
Maybe Gonzalez, number 10.
I think.
Gets the 11-yard touchdown reception.
Bobcats will go for 2 here. They'll hand it off, and the 2-point conversion is good by Mark Spencer. So the Bobcats get on the board here in the fourth, and it's a 36-8 ball game. 10:29 to go in the fourth. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your friends and family if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time one of your referrals opens an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, Willow Springs, or Houston for more information. Find out for yourself why our customers leave us friends at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Let's face it, most of us will have a time where we need some extra money. If that is you right now, gather your gold and silver jewelry and get to the Ozark Trading Post on Oak Street in Mountain View. Randy buys and loans on gold and silver, guns, and more. See Ozark Trading Post for a huge selection of musical instruments as well. And don't be surprised when a pick-in session breaks up. Get to Ozark Trading Post. You never know what you will find. Go Eagles!
And welcome back. Bobcat set to kick it off. 36-8 now is your score. And, I mean, knock on wood, everybody. We haven't had players limping off the field or being carried off the field.
Well, Fair tried a little trick
onside
play
on
the kickoff, but they were all grouped up in a huddle, and then came and the kicker actually tripped over the ball.
It didn't. Yeah, it's got to go 10 yards.
It's offside.
Yeah, that's one of those Snicker commercials. Want to get away?
Want to get away.
So the Eagles will have really good field position here.
That's something that would happen to me. If I was going to kick the ball off, I would actually trip over the football.
Yeah.
And, just all sorts of chaos.
Oh, they're going to re-kick it.
That reminds me, big Casey Self, when we were playing.
Yep.
We kid scored, spun the ball, and it was standing there spinning in the end zone. And Casey come over and just kicked it as hard as he could. It just went, bloop, bloop, just made two revolutions. He said, I tried to kick that over the fence, and I could barely get it out of the end zone.
Well, I remember going to Portageville one night in Liberty. It was Ethan's senior year. We scored so much and kicking the extra points, and it was going over the fence. And my brother Tommy, his job was to get the football back. Well, the kids were catching it. And another onside attempt. And that's going to be shy. It's got to go 10 yards at least.
That one just went about maybe 5 or 6 yards.
Yeah. So Liberty will take over.
So what was Tommy doing?
Well, Tommy's job was to get the ball, after the extra point, get the football and bring it back. Well, the little kids were getting the football and running away with it.
So was Tommy just...
Yeah. I think it was the same game we seen him get upended. He rode up with us, and it had happened in a pro game, and Tommy had made some comment about... he didn't know how that could ever happen. And then that night, he does a forward somersault on the sideline. It was hilarious. But he hopped right up. First and 10 for Liberty. Pruitt, loses the football, but he gathers it back up. That time, Bobcats were all over Carter Pruitt, and a loss of about 5, second and 15. Well, that time,
Zed DuBois coming in.
Yeah, Liberty offensive line got whipped that trip. Come on, boys, it ain't over yet. 10 minutes to go, 36-8. Got to protect number 5. Eagles are going to go with a little bit of a bunch formation, a little tighter. Mays out there, number 12 out wide. Pruitt takes the snap. They're going to run the sweep to Shar, and it's just not there. Another loss on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 16.
The Fair defensive line getting good penetration there on the right side of the Liberty offense there.
See what Liberty can counter with here.
Well, you think Liberty will keep the ball on the ground more to work the clock, or should we just go for it like we've gone all night, keep passing the ball?
I'm just a firm believer, just keep your foot on the gas. Just keep it on the gas. 2x2 formation. Roberts motion. Trips now to the far side. Pruitt rolls that direction, looking downfield. Now he's launching one. Oh, in and out of his hands, and that was Eli Moore. He was just a dog tick away from having his second TD reception.
Yeah, Eli in the third quarter had that nice 53-yard pass reception for the touchdown.
4th and 16 now for Liberty. And will they work on that punting game a little bit? Looks like they will, and it's Gavin Reese, your punter. It's who I thought it was that last time, too. Low snap picked up. Another nice punt. It's going to be returnable. Return on the far side. Pow! And Mark Spencer, he just runs into a...
Wide Honeycutt.
Yeah, Wyatt just lowered the boom on him. He didn't go. He had speed, and it was kind of like he just hit it and stopped.
It was over. Yeah, fantastic coverage there by that Liberty punt team. 36 yards on the punt. Maybe 3 or 4 yards on that return.
8:38 to go in the game, 36-8, Bobcats 1st and 10. They scored on their last offensive series. Right now, it's a time factor. Harrington tosses it. Spencer looks to cut it back. He's wrapped up, brought down. Short loose football! Liberty comes up with another one. Spun it out, and that, because he was not down. Spencer was trying to spin out of the tackle, and Liberty just ripped it out of his hands.
Oh,
that was a missed call right there. He was not down.
He was spinning,
and
Carter just took it.
Yeah.
Just took it.
His spin worked against him as Carter had his hand on the football and took it away. So the Bobcats catch a break right there. 2nd and 7. Harrington takes the toss. Now looks downfield. Knocked away by Eli Moore.
Good defense.
Pass was intended for Dawson Harris, number 7.
Yeah, it was a fantastic play by Moore just to get his big hand up there and swat it down.
Well, see, Eli had been playing gun. And when Adrian Pendergraft went down, some shuffling took place, so they put Wyatt Honeycutt at gun and moved Eli back to cornerback. Eli started last year at cornerback. But now, again, you know, and it just, you know, Adrian's a senior and wants to play so bad. Handoff again to Mark Spencer, bounces it outside. There's Honeycutt again coming up. In on the tackle for the Liberty Eagles. And now we've got a penalty flag thrown after the whistle. And there's Eli Moore trying to be the diplomat. See who it's going to be against. Whatever happened, happened in the pile. Personal foul, Bobcats, personal foul, Liberty, offsetting. So offsetting. And the clock should fire back up.
Well, my daughter just chimed in her opinion. Every time we mention the name Corey Rutledge, they expect a Rutledge check. So I guess we owe him a few bucks. We mentioned his name a couple of times tonight.
Some golf balls. So a new set of downs for the Bobcats. Good times of recent years, you know, the last 15. Well, 06 is when it really started to turn.
And so, it started right here at this field.
Yes. Harrington with the handoff, and there's Carter Prutt jumping on like a Indian on a wild stallion, riding him to the ground. 2nd and 7. 3 yards on the carry. The ball is spotted in the middle of the field at the 40-yard line of the Bobcats. Approaching 7 minutes on the clock here in the fourth. 36-8 is your score. Eagles on top. Harrington under center. Hands it off to the second man through. Boom! Eli Moore says, come get you some. Wrapping him up, holding him up, was Carter Prutt, and Eli came in and unloaded. Third and 4 for the Bobcats. 6:35 to go. Second half, Bobcats have stayed pretty much under center. And they get it to Spencer, and Spencer is, again, tripped up that time. Again, Eli Moore. It's going to bring up fourth and one.
Liberty is really pounded on Spencer tonight.
Yes.
I mean, they have teed off on him. I mean, he's been their primary ball carrier and has taken a beating.
Timeout. As they want a measurement, we'll take a 30-second break as well. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. Have you seen the all-new Buicks lately? Like the Encore GX, Envision, Enclave, or the all-new Buick Envista? Take a look. We are South Central Missouri's only Buick dealer, and we have a huge inventory to choose from. Come by and see us in West Plains for the best price on an all-new Buick.
Find new roads today.
And get great buys from nice guys.
Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Welcome back, and some scores around the area.
38-14, Ava over Grove. Houston's over Salem, 28-7.
Kabul was up big.
Yeah, 60-0 at the end of the third.
West Plains won last night. And, of course, Mountain Home is in action as well. Darren Acklin and Steve Airey. On, of course, head coach Steve Airey, Darren Acklin, the offensive coordinator for the Mountain Home Bombers. Fourth in the football. And a timeout by the Bobcats. Seen something they did not like.
Listen to the game.
Yeah.
At the house.
Yep, yep.
That might be the greatest picture I've ever seen.
Corey kicked back.
Hey, Corey, son, we got a picture of you listening to the game, and looks like you're enjoying it, man.
Of course, the Halloween gathering is, you know, not that far off.
That's coming right up.
It is coming
up. I enjoy that. So,
yes.
Yeah, very much.
And I believe they've got some festivities planned in downtown Mountain View. You know, they kind of tried to revitalize that fall festival.
Yep, Pioneer Days.
Yep, that's coming up as well.
Yeah, I think it's the last Saturday in September.
In September, yep.
Tell you what I really enjoyed was the food truck deal we had
and
a couple
the
weeks
music,
ago.
Yeah,
yeah,
that was wonderful.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Boy, they had a seafood truck that made the best shrimp I've had.
Awesome.
That's a big statement right there.
Yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
Looks like the Greenwood Mountain Home was 55-7. Greenwood over Mountain Home with 2 minutes left.
Ouch. Well, Greenwood is a perennial power in the state of Arkansas.
Yeah.
And I think they're a class
they're
seven.
Class, I think it's class six is what Coach K was telling
okay.
me. They're number one in class six.
Yeah. And they've got,
I think you said five or six D1 kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, here it is. Fourth and just a inches for the Bobcats. Harrington under center. Watch, I just quarterback sneak right here. Nope. They fake the toss, and they get it to Spencer. He was almost tripped up in the backfield. And the Bobcats get the first down. So first and 10, Bobcats, the ball is at their own 49-yard line. 6 minutes is what we're approaching. Harrington tosses it, gets it on the right side, another tackle.
Chris Shard.
You know, the first 2 weeks, his first, he didn't play last year, and tackling up around the shoulders, it just wasn't working, so going low.
Oh, and he, I mean, tonight is like
night and day.
Night and day. And he, I mean, he played well the first week.
He's playing really good now.
He's playing, yeah, I mean, this is a whole different kid. I mean,
well,
he's got a whole different outlook.
Last week, that same play right there, Chris would get burned and give up 10, 12
yeah.
yards.
Letting it come to him instead of attacking it.
second and nine. There's the fake toss. Harrington rolling out the pass. Here comes a bunch of wrong jerseys. That could be picked off. Oh, and it's incomplete. Char was trying to time it. But
kind of mistimed his jump a little bit. Looked maybe a little overzealous.
I'd say the jump was slightly premature. He landed on the ground, and it was over his head.
Hey, outstanding coverage, bro.
He was there.
Yes.
Third and nine for the Bobcats. 5:10 on the clock. And the Thayer Bobcat crowd is thinned out. Still some loyal Bobcat fans here. Good sporting cast for the Liberty Eagles.
Nice evening, though.
Bobcats, they're going to get delay game, or did they get a timeout?
Nope.
No, delay game. So that's going to back them up 5 yards and bring up third and 14. Ball now is back at the 44-yard line. Bow season will be opening
next Friday,
a week from tonight. I don't know many bow hunters.
No.
That hunt this early. Harrington takes the snap out of the shotgun, rolls out, connects with his receiver, number 10 again, and tripped up, brought down by Carter Pruitt. Number 10, that is Dawson Harris. He's had a few catches for the Bobcats.
3 catches for him for a total of 34 yards.
5 minutes in regulation, 36-8. Harrington, split backfield. He'll work under center, takes the snap, drops straight back, looking deep, going down, and you got to look. That could be a flag.
Actually, that should be a flag.
He never looked back, and there was contact.
Well, that kind of makes up for that fumble fiasco.
Duly noted.
We'll call it even.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was clearly a push off. On the Liberty defender there.
There was some contact down there. A little premature contact there.
Yeah. Second and 10.
We call that over-aggressive.
Over-aggressive.
That's a positive.
Bobcats. Oh, and they just get it off. Harrington back to pass. He's going to swing it out, and that's going to be blown up. Another tackle for a loss. Harrington's coming over to coach and saying, dude, man, there were two great big huge white jerseys right in front of me.
Honeycutt and Foster making the stop behind the line of scrimmage there.
Harrington comes from the sideline. He'll bring the play in. Third and 12 for the Bobcats. Ball is at the Liberty 39-yard line. Double tight. Harrington back to pass. Oh, he's got a man wide.
What a play by
Chris Shar. Chris Shar was beat by about 7 steps and made it up and slapped it away. That was a 6-point addition to the score of the Thayer Bobcats, but Chris Shard knocked it away.
That's just determination and hustle right there.
I'll tell you what, that may be the defensive play of the game.
Wow.
Right there.
Yeah. He was beat. I thought he was beat.
He was beat by 5 or 6 yards easy.
And stretched out.
It absolutely closed the distance in the last 5 steps.
Well, this has been a lot more fun this Friday night. There's a pass caught in the middle of the field, but we do have a flag, and that's right in the area where somebody usually gets hit for a holding. Oh, personal foul against Liberty.
Shot to the head. It was they had a blitz coming off the right side, and the running back stepped in, and he was, I didn't see the head-to-head. But, I mean, all of the running back, he just picked up the blitz and
Well, it was
fourth. We got nailed for it.
It was fourth down, so that's going to give the Bobcats a new set of downs and keep their drive alive. But it's just been chewing up a lot of time. Bobcats have been moving the ball a little bit here in the fourth, but it's just taken, you know, so much time. So first and 10 for the Bobcats at the Liberty, they say, 16-yard line. There's a toss to Spencer, and oh, that time Shar tries to get Spencer down low. Touchdown, Spencer for the Bobcats. And the Bobcats get six more. It's 36-14 now. Chris Shar went low, but just couldn't quite get him wrapped up. I would much rather see a missed tackle low like that than up around the shoulders, you know.
Well, that touchdown run went for 16 yards to Spencer. Well, he has 164 yards on the night, so he's had a fantastic night offensively.
Yeah, he's pretty much carried the load for the Bobcat offense.
Yeah. Bobcats will go for two. Back to pass, the middle of the field. Oh, that's, well, penalty or not, he catches it. Two-point conversion is good.
Yeah, the umpire there in the back of the end zone must have had the flag buried in his underwear because it took him like 3 minutes to get it dug out.
Yeah. Well, he got it, so it's declined. So 36-16, Liberty leads by 20. And we'll take a break, come back with the Bobcat kickoff. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
If you're a small business owner in southern Missouri, think about everything you need to help your business succeed. You need a plan, happy customers, steady cash flow, and an insurance agent that gets you. State Farm agent Justin Shelby runs a small business in southern Missouri, too. He understands the unique needs of local business owners. Justin will make it easy to choose the right protection at the right price, because the one thing you don't need is insurance stress. Call me, State Farm agent Justin Shelby, for your small business needs today. Like a good neighbor, Justin Shelby State Farm is there.
Welcome back. So the Bobcats are going to kick off from the Liberty 40. They should be kicking from their 40.
Well, the penalty in the end zone on the two-point conversion was going to be assessed on the kickoff.
Yeah, it's a 15-yard penalty, not 20. Unless they've changed the rules, it should just be a 10-yard penalty. But they declined it and took the 2 points, so it shouldn't. There's no penalty at all.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. So the Bobcats will set to kick it off. They're looking, they're talking, okay, they're looking. They're not paying attention. Here we go. They're going to try an onside kick. Well, they'll break their huddle. Bobcat set to kick it off. 3:37 on the clock here in the fourth.
Oh, no.
And the Bobcats.
That ball didn't go 10.
No, it didn't go 10, but it hit a Liberty player. Yeah. It did. It hit a Liberty player. See what the officials are going to say here. It didn't go 10 yards.
Actually went 9. He's marking it at 9 yards. The ball went.
Yeah.
I think it hit a fair kid before it hit the Liberty kid.
Well, if it is a fair kid, then it's Liberty football.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think I saw it hit a...
I thought it hit a Liberty player.
Well, the Liberty kid was coming up to field it, and the fair kid kind of came right in front of him right at the last second there.
Oh, we got to do the Macarena. So, well, the chain gang, they got it in favor of Thayer. But it's official, head the referee. And
I think it's going to be Liberty football, the way they're talking to the head coach.
With the colorful conversation that's going on there, I can't see him agreeing too much.
Yeah. Do you drive a Ford or a Chevy? Oh, yeah. Well, I drive a Dodge. So, folks, deer season's coming up. You got your game cameras out. You got your food plots in place. Be sure to use this weather that we've got, this beautiful weather, to do you and your family a favor. It's really important that you check your deer stands, replace straps, just make sure everything's secure.
Liberty football.
That's a big, big deal. I know a lot of people get kind of brain fog when it comes to deer season, but you really need to get out there and make sure your stands are in good shape. They're sturdy. They're going to hold you.
No sense getting hurt on doing something that you like.
Go to your shooting houses and your blinds with wasp spray, because that's a bad deal to get out there and it warm up. Liberty first and 10. Pruitt. Oh, he's going to run it. I don't necessarily know that I would have that play at all.
Trying to keep that clock running.
Yeah, but somebody else needs to carry it than Carter. There's too much value in there, for him to take a unnecessary hit. And
yeah, Carter's carried the ball 15 times.
Because, ladies and gentlemen, it gets much tougher next Friday night as the Liberty Eagles will host the Ava Bears. 2x2, slot right, Pruitt rolls. Now he's got pressure, breaks the pressure, rolls to the other side, breaks another tackle, gets a block, and steps out of bounds.
Hey, nice block. Was that number 6? That's
Chris Shar. Yeah. Well, Shar's had a really good game.
Yes, he has.
You know, I was thinking here the last few minutes about, the player of the game.
Shar's got to be, he's going to be in the running.
Well, especially with that defensive side.
Yes.
That defensive play he made.
Gavin, two interceptions and two touchdowns.
The Liberty defense has played outstanding tonight.
I'm leaning in that direction. 243, small caliber deer rifle on the clock. 36-16, Liberty. Shotgun snap, Pruitt. Throws it off to Eli Moore, breaks the tackle, gets some running room, picks up the first down, and stays inbounds. Eli Moore's had a nice night.
Hey, that was a heck of a catch there by Moore. Had to really grasp up to get it. It was over his head, and he made a nice 17-yard run.
2.5 minutes counting. Eagles first and 10. 2x2. Pruitt out of the shotgun. We'll hand it off to Eddie Rodriguez. He's going to go forward for about 5 yards. Two minutes in counting. Liberty's going to pick up their first win. Coach Jansen Ackland's going to pick up his first career win as a head coach.
At first SCA game, first win. Chalk the first two games of the season up for learning. It's a brand new season now.
So 4 yards on the carry, 2nd and 6. Pruitt looking to pass, zips one. He's got two to pick from, and in and out of the hands of Shar. Little couple receivers just right there together.
Looked like Roberts fell down, and then Shark still almost made it.
Yeah,
Roberts got tripped up there about 15 yards down the field.
They were both right there together. Somebody easier to defend. Clock stops with 1:28 on it. Third down for the Eagles. Handoff, inside handoff, trap play, gets it to the right side.
Is that Brody Rutledge?
Yeah, Brody Rutledge. Brody running it down the chute like in a jet boat on Kerr River right there, picking up some yardage. Four stroke. Under a minute to go. Carter Pruitt out of the gun. Another handoff. Looking to get to the right side. Looking for some running room. Oh, just shy. Jared Rutledge. Anything you can do, I can do better. Brotherly competition right there.
The Brothers Grimm in the backfield.
Jaron was running like a whitetail being chased in Shannon County by a pack of hounds.
That went for a gain of 9.
So who's going to get it this time? Honeycutt deserves a shot, don't you think? He's played well enough. Let him have a little fun. Liberty's going to take a knee. And that's going to pretty much do it. Eagles get the win, 36-16 on the road at Thayer. And the Eagles now are 2-1, but 1-0 in the SCA. So nice job by the Liberty Eagles, 36-16. We'll take a break. We'll come back in 2 minutes with Game Stats. You're listening to Eagle Football on 96.9 The Fox.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why they're on the sidelines cheering you on and ready to step in should anything happen. Nurse practitioner Adam Madison is proud to be the Liberty Eagles team provider. The OZH team sends best wishes to